The Roman Catholic Church defines the age of reason at approximately 7 to 8 years old, in which a child born into the church becomes morally responsible and is aware of the ecclesiastical laws he or she is bound by. For instance, a child under 7 years old will be reprieved of committing a sin when missing Mass on a holy day, whereas a child who has reached the age of reason would have committed a sin. When I reached my age of reason at 8 years old, I soon came to realize my obligation to the church. I also came to realize that I had no real obligation to it either. I believe that curiosity is discouraged because change is a consequence. At 8 years old, I devoted much of my time to my family's religion, Catholicism. Whenever my aunt calls, she would laugh and remind me of how embarrassed she felt when she went to Mass with me, because I would be able to recite all the prayers, whereas she was only able to remember the Hail Mary. Every Sunday was a day to look forward to, because I was finally able to stand in line to receive the body of Christ and renew myself for another week. Bible study class was never dull, because I was always learning something new. At 8 years old, I was also a bright and inquisitive child. Books about the human body and outer space littered my book collection, and my first fears were getting sucked into a black hole and experiencing the day our own sun engulfs the earth. I grew up watching sit-and-sit episodes of CSI, Law and Order, and House. I loved asking my godmothers about what was going on in an episode if I didn't understand something, and I enjoyed the satisfaction of finding out who or what did the crime. Now, the expected story of the religious person turned atheist would be that he or she would have gone through some traumatic or life-changing event that became a catalyst to his or her loss of faith. My transition was gradual. What I believed to be my stoic faith eroded away with floods of inquiries and experiences that were usually left unanswered. I began spending nights praying and later worrying about life after death, and I soon wondered how could hell and heaven exist when so many religions existed simultaneously. At the funeral of my grandmother, I had to watch my mother weep through her eulogy. That was the first time I had seen her cry, and I was more frustrated and perplexed than morose and saddened. I wondered why God would allow suffering even for the innocent. Whenever I turned on the morning news and heard of another child molestation case by a priest or people dying in the name of religion, in the name of their God, I could understand how something or someone I assumed to be good could do harm. No priest or Bible teacher could send a ceasefire for my endless questions because I received the same tired answer each time. We are at our own fault for our suffering, and all I can do is pray. So much for benevolent, omnipotent God, no? Today, I am 15 years old, and I devote much of my time learning something new. Whenever I avoid doing schoolwork, I'm reading news articles on politics, scientific discoveries, and foreign affairs to stay informed and have lively and often humorous conversations about how ignorant politicians have to be to ignore scientific consensus. Every Sunday, I'm at home completing schoolwork and sometimes reading up on religions of the world. Occasionally, I would find myself remembering the political history of the Catholic Church and the many deaths of innocent people due to hereticism. History class never ceased to bore me because whenever religion was brought up, I was already disillusioned by the veil of benevolence that religion hides behind, and the history only seemed to reinforce it. Today, I am what my priests and teachers would have been disappointed with. I became an agnostic atheist by the hands of my own curiosity.